This is Day to Day. We turn to foreign news now. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First to Cairo, where NPR correspondent Peter Kenyon is based. Peter, welcome back. And for a second day, Palestinians have free access out of Gaza and into Egypt. What is the situation there now?
Well, things seem to be less chaotic today than yesterday, Alex, but there are still thousands of Gazans flowing across into El Arish and border towns on the Egyptian side. And there's an instant economy still going today, complete with money changers, taxis, a flow of trucks heading toward the border towns with more Egyptian goods for Gazans to buy, everything from fuel, cigarettes, food, sheep, cattle, you name it. Officials from both the Islamist Hamas faction, which controls Gaza, and from Egypt have been saying that these holes, the massive holes in the border walls, will have to be repaired fairly soon. But for the moment, people are still free to cross into Egypt and back again.
Can you tell, Peter, if anyone is actually in charge of anything there? Is this organized by Hamas?
I wouldn't use the term organized in reference to this story. And there's plenty of suspicion that Hamas security forces had some kind of a hand in the torch cutting and the blowing of holes into these border walls yesterday. But in the sense of an international border, as we know it, with customs, passports, etc., no, that does not exist. Egyptian border guards say they're checking the returning Palestinians for weapons in particular, but that's about it.
So this follows the months of blockade set in place by Israel in order to contain Hamas there in Gaza. An Israeli official today said that if the Gaza border is open to Egypt, then Israel wants no more responsibility for Gaza, doesn't want to continue supplying electricity or medicine or anything else. Is Egypt ready to take this on?
Well, in a word, no. Egypt is in a difficult position with regards to Gaza. There's a lot of sympathy among Egyptians here for the plight of the Palestinians who live in Gaza, but that short-term sympathy is more than outweighed by long-term economic realities. Egypt simply can't afford to take responsibility for 1.5 million impoverished Palestinians on top of its own already poor population. So Egypt, as you may imagine, immediately rejected today's comment from Israel that they want to cut all ties to Gaza. Human rights advocates insist that under international law, Israel is still responsible for the welfare of Palestinians in Gaza, even after the Israelis evacuated the Jewish settlements and military posts from there. But there does seem to be some kind of a growing sense inside Israel that it may be possible to more completely disengage, if not utterly completely, i.e. stop providing goods or reduce services to Gaza. Aid officials, of course, say that would spark a humanitarian crisis.
Well, what about the Israeli concerns about this open border allowing Hamas to bring in more weapons and indeed more of the missiles that they've been firing into southern Israel?
Well, that's a very real concern within the Israeli security establishment especially. They're very nervous about explosives and weapons, material for rockets coming in from the Egyptian side. There's also a great deal of skepticism about the Egyptian claims that they're not allowing any weapons into Gaza. I think if there are fresh arms getting in, we may see militants using them in the coming days and weeks, and that would very likely be followed by Israeli military action, either inside Gaza or, I suppose, possibly along the border. And that would be very tricky because of the presence of the Egyptian border guards there.
So how is all this playing in Egypt, Peter? I read news accounts yesterday of big demonstrations in Cairo.
Yes, an attempt at a big demonstration. That's not unusual these days. They were quickly suppressed. Lots of arrests were made. And that's how Egypt has been tending to deal with any public dissent lately.
NPR's Peter Kenyon from Cairo. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.